Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Do you see a problem with dev supervisors asking for reports tracking how many story points each member contributes to a sprint?
Yes.
Major red flag. Major problem.
We talk about what impacts people's behavior. One of the things is what we're measuring. This is not a team if you're individually tracking story points. I cannot tell you how reckless of a metric I think that is for management to implement. You're not driving a team. These are all the reasons why Ryan is on his story points are stretched thing, because this is just continued to happen in office environments. This is like saying, Ryan, let's put a metric on us. Just humor me here. Who talks faster? Let's say that we were measured upon our performance review as on who talks faster. What do you think would happen?
it would be
gibberish, and it wouldn't produce anything of value for anybody, right? Yeah. And so even saying that silly example, story points per particular team member is even more arbitrary than that and damaging as far as behavior is concerned. You're pitting teammates against each other. It's a really poor thing to do. It doesn't work. And the evils of velocity are all talked about out there for a team. You do this on an individual basis and you're just even pouring gasoline on a fire.
I've been really enjoying a book that's been out for a while. Doc Norton's a good friend of mine. I should have read it a lot sooner, but Escape Velocity by Doc Norton. And he's got a quote in here. I hope he doesn't mind. Hopefully the book plug means I can read a few sentences about this. Measuring individual velocity fails to give us a complete picture. It likely gives us the wrong impression. People who help others will likely have lower velocity numbers. People who get pulled off of their work to work on different issues like productions and bugs will likely have lower velocity numbers. So this big idea here is that it just hides a lot of things, and it could actually, to Todd's point, provoke behaviors that are against teamwork, right? So if we're measured off of individual velocity, why would I ever help somebody and risk my numbers? Or why would I ever jump into action to work on a bug that may not have points on it? Because then suddenly my review is going to be worse. Those are just a few. It tears apart. If Todd and I were to track individual story week over week, it could provoke a fight. It could provoke something that these anti-team things. Todd and I are in it together with Agile for Humans. Right? We ebb and we flow. We work together. We collaborate. We cooperate. We do all these great things. This feels like it could be a wedge. And I've actually seen it turn into a wedge between people who used to work together well. But I think it's interesting that Doc specifically calls out this anti-pattern. I know many other authors have as well. This is a massive issue. Avoid this if you can.
Yeah. All costs. All costs.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!